Well, Michael, the second annual is now history. What do you think about this year's race?
Well, it was very exciting. It was, you know, obviously it's our second time around, so we had learned a few things last year. The thing I guess really moved me the most was the fun that we had. The sea of blue towels, courtesy of Frog Togs, and, you know, great racers, some new celebrities this year, some Tennessee Titans, some biodiesel people, some farmers. Great, obviously, somebody estimated we had about 1,000 to 1,500 people here today, which, you know, you just can't ask for more than that.
No, it seemed at least twice last year.
Yeah, it was very exciting. It was just fun. And, you know, we got done about a half an hour earlier than we had planned, which I think everybody was glad to get out of the heat a little bit. So I'm looking forward to doing the third annual next year.
Well, we certainly hope that you will. This whole event is going to benefit a couple of charities.
Yeah. It's going to be FFA. And there was such... Hey, Todd! I'm going to grab him. Is it called Saddle Up? Okay. Yeah, and Todd Fritch, who was our winner today, who beat me by 0.2 of a second, I might add, even though I was only a... A fake driver. I was a demonstration driver. He has an organization he supports called Saddle Up, which helps take care of kids. It involves horses and rodeo, and it's an awesome thing. In fact, he's coming right over here. Hey, buddy, we're just talking about you.
I was
trying to remember a little bit more about Saddle Up because it's really the first time I've heard about it. Tell me a little bit about it again.
Well, there are different – Saddle Up is all throughout the United States, and the one I went to was outside of Nashville here, and Chris Cagle and Trent Woman and I went out there. What they do is rehabilitate children who have either been physically or mentally injured and been through traumatic situations, but it helps an animal to heal. And they do riding lessons, mainly for kids, I think mainly for physical disabilities, to where they, you know, they, and we did the lesson, we ride backwards, you bend it different, you leaned, it was things I'd never done on a horse. I was like, I'm gonna kill myself doing this, but it was really great, and I'm a big fan of all those things, of animals and children, everything agriculture, and so it was a no-brainer to go ahead and choose those folks right there.
So how do you all feel, again, about working with New Holland? Got to talk about them just a little bit. They had a little bit to do to help put this on.
Well, actually, you know, the thing that, and I've said this from the beginning, that has struck me about New Holland is that, you know, they're not just interested in selling iron, but they're really interested in building and supporting systems that make for strong agriculture, regardless of the brand, on some level, you know. And that mission touches my heart. And a really special thank you to Gene Hemphill, because without him, none of this would have happened.
Well, best of luck to you as you keep moving forward to this. I know there's a new album coming out later this year.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about that?
I want to say that I hope it's at least half as good as Todd Fritch's new album.
Oh, come on, Michael. I'm looking forward to it, man. I've been a big fan of his music for a long time. So this is, you know, you get the young guys that come in and say, man, I listen to that guy's music all the time. It inspired me then to be involved in this was really great. I mean,
awesome.
I've always been a fan of his stuff.
Well, congratulations to you, and
thank
thanks
you.
Again, Michael.
Thanks, brother.